Thank you for joining me for today's recording of Wholesome Erotica. The following erotic short story posted by Reddit user Wordsome Pepper is intended for mature audiences only. This is a short story about a consensual encounter between a married man and an unknown woman meeting in a hot tub. The story contains elements of infidelity, exhibitionism, and anal play. Please enjoy this reading of Another Hot Tub after this short message. Have you ever ended a first date feeling like you haven't learned anything about the other person? Or do you ever feel like your dates don't go anywhere no matter how much you talk? Well, if you enjoy actually playing with the people you date, check out the Unlocking Intimacy card game. Suggest playing Unlocking Intimacy with someone you like early on to quickly and meaningfully share a fun physical connection. This isn't another deck of conversation starters or sexy instructions. Unlocking Intimacy gives you the freedom to poke fun at your personalities while earning the opportunity to play its interactive minigames that scale the level of intimacy as you play. Check out the link in the show notes and visit wholesomeintimates.com. Now, please enjoy this reading of Another Hot Tub. I honestly think that personal trainers are demons from the pits of hell. Today, mine pushed me so hard I thought I would break. I was his last client of the night and we thoroughly worked my legs, back, and abs, but now I could barely move as I walked from the shower to the hot tub in hopes of loosening up my muscles. There was already someone soaking with their head tilted back and their eyes closed. It took me a moment to realize that this was a woman. And not just any woman. She was gorgeous. Her auburn hair hung down into the water just past shoulder length, framing an enchanting face of light complexion. Her full dark pink lips looked soft, wet, and inviting. The hot tub water bubbled at her elongated neck. I stood there in awe, afraid to remove my towel. Had I entered the woman's locker room by mistake? As late as it was, the facility was virtually deserted, but a quick glance around confirmed that I was indeed in the right place. While holding my towel and trying to decide what to do, she glanced at me and smiled. She assured me that it's okay and beckoned me to come on in. I think the puzzled look on my face communicated my hesitance. Noticing this, she explained that the lady's hot tub was out of order and reasoned that nobody would mind if she soaked in here for a while. Mind? Me? Still, I hesitated. I stammered, glancing down at my towel. She giggled as she raised her hands to cover her face. I slowly approached the hot tub, inched to the edge, and lowered myself into the water opposite her, all the while keeping my towel in place. I watched her peek as I settled in, enjoying the warmth. She commented that I wet my towel before laying her head back on the edge again and closing her eyes. I blushed as I, too, closed my eyes as I began to relax and let the knots work their way out of my sore muscles. This did not last long, however, as I was jolted to consciousness when I felt her foot brush against my own. Her face revealed nothing as she appeared to rest peacefully while her soft, bare foot worked its way up to deliberately caress my calf. I was frozen in place, every muscle taut. Her foot moved purposefully, sensuously up and down. My wedding ring burned on my hand as my body reacted to the touch of this unknown beauty, and the sweat beating my face had little to do with the heat of the water. It felt like an electric current flowed from her through my leg, exciting my every nerve in the process. My heart felt like it would beat right out of my chest as my breathing became ragged. I think she noticed my situation because her foot disappeared, but only for a minute before I felt it plop down on my lap. With an innocent expression, she politely asked me to rub her feet. I could not speak, but my hands went to her foot, first just touching, and then transitioning to a methodical massage. I started at the back of her ankle. Her feet were soft and feminine. I kneaded the tissues in her ankle as I rolled it this way and that. I heard a soft moan escape her lips as I worked my way down to her heel, so soft and delicate. My thumbs pressed hard into her arch as my fingers curved up each side of her foot in massage. Moving slowly and methodically, I came to her toes. Starting with the pinky toe, I rolled each one between my fingers, then stroked it, sliding my finger between each in an almost erotic penetration. Her toenails felt well manicured, though I could see nothing below the bubbling surface of the water. When I eventually reached her big toe, I gave it extra attention, stroking it with one hand while the finger of my other hand slid back and forth in the valley between it and her other toes. I felt a shiver go through her, and then she replaced that foot with her other. I silently started the process again, but jumped in surprise as I felt her first foot work its way under my towel and nuzzle against my swollen manhood. She began to moan, begging me not to stop as her toes continued their exploration. It was my turn to moan now as I tried to concentrate on what I was doing. I don't think I was as thorough on her second foot, but I was admittedly distracted. "What have we here?" said a new voice. I looked up to see a short, rather portly man remove his towel and settle into the tub beside the mysterious woman. Even though the tub could easily accommodate 10 people, she scooted close to my side to make room for him, her feet forgotten. "Howdy, miss," he said, his eyes only on her. She nodded politely and then reclined her head once again on the ledge, eyes closed. "Talkative lot, I see," he threw my way. Then he proceeded to spend the next half hour talking non-stop about everything from the weather to the price of good coffee. I nodded occasionally, but couldn't have participated in the conversation if I had desired. This was partly due to the rapid rate at which our guest was speaking. There was not a pause long enough for anyone else to speak. But it was primarily due to the beautiful distraction now sitting beside me. To an observer, she appeared to be sleeping, but her hand soon grasped mine beneath the water and guided it to her thigh. When I was slow to take the hint, she took my hand again and pressed it firmly between her parted legs. Still, I hesitated. I am a married man. What would my wife think? We had not had sex in months, and I was wound up tighter than a banjo string. Should I do this? Probably not. Would I do this anyway? The heat radiating from her there was enough to boil away all the water in the tub. As our companion chattered on, my fingers began to explore. She was hairless. Her lips were smooth as velvet, and her clit was making its presence known. I ran my fingers up and down the outside of her slit several times, and she squirmed in response. I let just the tip of my finger slip between her lips, testing, then probing a little deeper. Her hand now wrapped around my rigid member, first just squeezing, and then stroking up and down, slowly and firmly. She would stop occasionally, reach down, and fondle my engorged balls before tracing her nails up the ridges of my cock and toying with the head. Not to be outdone, I began to swirl my finger inside her, then out, teasing her lips, purposefully avoiding her clit, only to plunge back in deeply again. Soon I let a second finger join in the fun, as I continued to nod at our chatty neighbor. Then, without warning, I gently rolled her erect clit between my fingers. She arched her back and tried to stifle a deep and guttural groan. Our audience paused his speech for a minute, sensing something was amiss. Then he glanced up at the wall clock. "Getting late," he drawled. "I better head on out of here before I shrivel into a prune. Y'all take care now." As he stood, it was obvious that he had guessed some of what was going on. His cock was swollen and angry red, standing out in front of him. He quickly covered up with his towel and headed for the showers, probably intending to get some relief. She stopped her stroking and let out a giggle. She said she thought he would never leave. She slowly rose from her seat beside me, and for the first time I could begin to see her body. Her magnificent full breasts broke the water, and I was mesmerized as droplets fell from her diamond-hard nipples. My hands were instantly at her side as she approached, and I lowered my lips to her bosom. I flicked her nipple with my tongue and then drew it into my mouth, sucking gently. She stretched and wiggled up into my lap, trapping my steel rod between us. I released that nipple only to be drawn to the other, giving it the same treatment. Her pelvis grinded against me as she arched her back in pleasure. My hands dropped to the small of her back, holding her to me. I looked into her inviting eyes for a long moment, beyond caring about anything but her. Then I acted. I turned her around and pulled her back to me as she reached down and guided my rigid pull into her oh-so-tight womanhood. I reached around, caressing and kneading her breasts, pinching her nipples as she began to move up and down. Slowly at first, then ramping to a more urgent rhythm, our bodies slammed together and parted. My ravenous need would not be held at bay for long this way. "I'm gonna come," I grunted into her ear, as her head was thrown back beside me. She begged me to fill her up between panting breaths as she continued to ride me, unabated. My orgasm seemed to start at my toes and my fingertips simultaneously, but the energy rapidly spread through my body, surging to the point where we were joined. I was now meeting her thrust for thrust, and as I slammed into her one last time, I felt the eruption of cum explode from me into her hotness. I held her to me now, as again and again I convulsed, sending what seemed like gallons of seed into her. As I began to regain my senses, I found we were still joined together. She was rocking her hips in small circular patterns and making a soft humming sound. She slowly eased out my softening member and turned her face to me. She smiled and complimented my effort. "I'm not finished yet," I said with a grin. "Not even close." I kissed her softly as my hands traced down her back to her behind, and then I raised her up to sit on the edge of the tub. Kneeling between her legs, I was able to truly appreciate her beauty. Her feet still dangled in the water, and my eyes traced up her slender waist to her voluptuous breasts. She had an intricate design above her left breast, and she looked like she was almost ghost-like as clouds of water vapor pooled around her. My hands gently parted her knees as I slowly lowered myself back into the water, and I caressed her inner thighs as I found myself face to face with her pussy. I could feel the heat radiating from her, and as I drew nearer, the smell of her excitement was irresistible. With the tip of my tongue, I slowly traced a line from the base of her slit up and around her clit, which I kissed gently before looking up into her face. She was smiling with her lips slightly parted and approval in her eyes. I returned to my task with gusto, gently nibbling her outer lips with my own and flicking her clit with my tongue. Then I backed off a bit and blew on her gently, my cool breath contrasting to the warm air, and a shiver went through her body. Diving back in, I plunged my tongue deep into her hole, swirling it around. The taste of her mingled juices was exquisite, and I savored it as I wiggled my tongue as deeply as I could in her sweet pussy. The whimpering sounds I heard above me told me I was doing something right. I paused in my oral ministrations as I once again circled a finger around her opening. I teased first one side, then the other before sliding my finger in and out of her. This resulted in more pleasant sounds as I continued my assault while licking and sucking on her clit. Now I could feel her hips begin to rock in syncopation with my movements. I added another finger, and she rocked even harder. She began to shudder when I captured her clit between my lips, nibbling and rolling it back and forth. Her thighs clenched my head tightly as I fingered her even harder. Licking and sucking brought her orgasm to a crescendo before I felt her go limp. I pulled myself from her legs before drawing her back into the water with me. I held her face in my hands and kissed her deeply. She smiled and kissed me back, then playfully bit my lip. With a grin, she playfully brought her attention to my erection pressed against her torso, jabbing her in the ribs. She slid down and licked my renewed hardness from base to tip. Now it was my turn to shudder. She grasped my balls and took the head of my cock past her lips, licking as it slid deeper and deeper into her throat. The feeling was exquisitely tight and hot. She kept her eyes on me as she bobbed up and down on my dripping pole, taking me deep every few strokes. I threw my head back and moaned as the pleasure coursed through me. It felt like she was trying to draw my very soul into her magical mouth. I knew I would not be able to take much more of this oral assault without coming, and it was too soon for that. I put my hand under her chin and raised her face to mine, kissing her passionately and tasting my pre-cum on her tongue. "Bend over and spread 'em," I joked. A smile lit her face as she complied, leaning forward and placing her hands on the side, standing with her legs spread. I dropped to my knees and nuzzled her pussy once again, slipping my thumb inside her and coating it with her juices before spreading her cheeks and licking all the way up to her asshole. I probed it gently with my tongue, and then deeper as I felt her squirm. Then I stood, grasped her hips, and in a single stroke buried my throbbing penis in her molten pussy. I heard sounds of her pleasure as she grinded against me. I slowly eased out and then slammed home once again. I repeated this several times, slowly, methodically. Each time I hit bottom, the sound she was making grew louder and louder. In between strokes, I teased her brown rosebud with my thumb, rubbing and pressing a little harder each time until I worked the tip inside her. She was now thrusting back against me, forcing my cock and my thumb even deeper with each stroke. She was moaning constantly now, and I knew it was time. I eased my thumb out and moved the tip of my cock up to her nether hole. She looked back and nodded as I began to push. At first, it seemed like I was going nowhere, and I could see her biting her lip. Then my head penetrated her ass, and I held very still as she bit off a scream. "Are you okay?" I asked, frozen in place. She moaned and beckoned me to start slow. I did as she asked, and in short strokes, I slowly worked myself a little bit deeper and deeper. She was so hot and so unbearably tight, I was not sure I would fit. Finally, though, I was buried completely inside her. She was beginning to thrust her hips again, and I reached around her to caress her perfect breasts. I could hear her breathing become ragged and realize my own was in a similar state. Now I switched to long strokes, almost all the way out and then all the way in. She beckoned me to go faster, and I complied, picking up the pace and listening to her amid an almost constant stream of sounds. Her hips were a flurry, and I was holding on tight while I pounded her ass mercilessly. I could feel her legs begin to shake as my toes curled. In only a few more strokes, her scream joined mine as a torrent of cum flooded her ass. I wrapped my arms around her and pulled her back into the water once again, while we were still joined. She turned her head and our lips pressed together again, less aggressive this time, more familiar. We sat there for what seemed like forever, winding down and relaxing. At one point, she moaned as my deflating shaft slipped out of her. The combination of hot water and post-coital bliss had me struggling to keep my eyes open. I felt her lips on mine again. "We're locking up in 5 minutes!" The shout brought me back to my senses. I looked around and the lovely lady with whom I had spent the last hour was gone. Puzzled, I looked for any evidence that she was real, that I had not been hallucinating. Finding nothing, I grabbed a dry towel from the top of the pile and walked back to the showers. As I opened it, a piece of paper fell to the floor. I picked it up and saw only a smiley face and a phone number. There was a smile on my face to match. Although I enjoyed this hot tub fantasy story, I have many critiques about its scenes. While the idea of spontaneous foreplay and sex is really exciting, these actions carry risks when performed in a hot tub of all places. Vaginal penetration while submerged in a hot tub introduces chlorinated water into the vagina that can cause pH changes in its environment, leading to yeast infections or bacterial vaginosis. Lastly, the finale of the story, which includes an unlubricated anal sex scene, is a little bit disappointing. I find it difficult to suspend my disbelief about truly unplanned anal sex being comfortable or desirable. If you enjoyed this reading and commentary, please consider following for future content and sharing with your sex-positive friends. If you have a short story you would like me to read, please send me a message on social media and consider visiting wholesomeintimates.com and checking out the Unlocking Intimacy card game.